This is Amber Rolt reporting for the EG, and I'm here at MAPIC 2017 with Don Germazian, who is the owner of American Dream Mall. Don, very nice to meet you. Thank you for taking the time to speak with the EG. Can you tell me a little bit about what brings you to MAPIC this year?
What brings us to MAPIC this year? We're building a center in North America right now, just outside of New York. It's a $5 billion project. And we're coming to MAPIC because we're very particular about the retailers that we want to put into the center. And we think that there are a tremendous number of European-based retailers that are either coming to the United States now or thinking about coming across. And we want to make sure that we're able to get them to our centers as quickly as possible. For example, Primark, one of the best retailers really in the world. The first deal that Primark signed in North America was at American Dream. That's how big of a believer Primark is in our property. And so we come out here with an entire team, and we have meetings back to back to back with a number of great retailers from not just Europe, but from around the world, and getting them to make their entry points into the United States through our projects.
And what other kind of brands do you think there is demand for over in the States that they don't yet have there, either from the UK or Europe?
Most of the brands, or a lot of brands, are very well represented. I don't know that there's that many that don't have the presence yet. My primary concern, or the primary reason that we're here, is to try and find out which are those brands that aren't currently represented in the United States. So Primark was one of the brands. There's also a number of luxury brands that are very, very well represented in Europe that are now thinking about making the move over. So we're spending a lot of time going after that level of brand, because we have in the center one area that is purely luxury meets great street brands. And a lot of both the luxury and street brands, especially from Europe, don't yet have a presence in North America. And so we're coming out here to try and meet with those tenants to be able to say that we've got the first one of those brands in our projects in the U.S.
And it's nearly 3 million square foot of space that you've got there, 55% of which is going to be dedicated to entertainment purposes.
That's right.
Can you talk me through the rationale behind that development ratio?
Sure. I'll tell you this. You know, if you look at developments around the world today, North America is far, far behind where the rest of the world is. And by that, I mean the rest of the world has adapted faster and understood better that entertainment is such a key component to the centers. If you look at most centers in North America today, they are 99% of the centers are 98% retail-based and maybe 2% entertainment-based. And even the 2%, you know, their idea of entertainment isn't what my idea of entertainment is. We have West Edmonton Mall and Mall of America. Each one of them are 5 million square feet, and they are 80% retail, 20% entertainment. But 20% entertainment represents a million square feet. And that makes them larger than most centers, just my entertainment component, larger than most centers in the country. American Dream originally started at a 70% retail and 30% entertainment mix. That's where I thought I wanted it to come in. As things have continued to progress and the project continues to gain this world famous, the acclaim now, we're getting so many incredible entertainment uses that we want to put in the center that we've taken the number from 30%, 35%, 40%, 45%. Today we're at 50%, and we will end up, by the time the project opens, 55% of all of the GLA in the center will be entertainment. 45% will be retail. And if you think about the entertainment that I'm talking about and how it's different than anybody else's idea of entertainment, we're doing a $600 million Nickelodeon Universe theme park, a $400 million DreamWorks branded water park, 80,000 square feet with Kidzania, 75,000 square feet with Merlin for their aquarium, Sea Life Aquarium, and the Lego Discovery Center, a 400-foot observation wheel, an indoor NHL-size ice hockey rink, the only indoor ski hill in the Western Hemisphere, a Cirque du Soleil theater, a movie theater, 90,000 square feet. So all of these components make up about 1.7 million square feet of the total 3 million square feet of the center. And to us, the sole purpose of these entertainment components is to drive traffic through to the retail. I know that the entertainment components will make money themselves, but the purpose of them and having them and the way we've situated them so that you can't just park and access the theme park or the water park, you specifically have to go through the retail environment to get to them, that's the reason why we're spending so much of our focus and energy on creating unique, one-of-a-kind entertainment concepts that you're only going to get at American Dream.
I think that's very similar to developments in the UK at the moment. They're dedicating much more floor space to F&B, to leisure, to try and get that dwell time, to get that footfall. Part of the reason that's been, I think, the rise in online sales and the challenges surrounding e-commerce. Would you say that the retail market in the States is going through a similar change at the moment?
Absolutely. I think it's going through a similar change, and I think I actually think it's poised to get worse before it gets better. There are a number of retailers that are now finally turning the corner and figuring out how to incorporate this experiential components within the store to get the customers to come into their stores more, but it's not happening at a fast enough pace. And so I think the situation will get worse before it gets better, but there are a lot of great, great retailers that are starting to figure out, hey, what are the changes we need to make to sort of combat this online phenomenon. And again, it all falls back to what we're doing, which is you can't go skiing online. You can't go to a water park online. You can't go to the theme park online. So we're doing as many things as we can to get those customers out of their houses, off of their couches, out from in front of the TV, bring them to our centers. And then our experience has been that when they come to do any one of these entertainment components, ultimately the parents end up staying, shopping. The average stay in our centers for a tourist is 2.6 days. The average shop time for a local in West Edmonton Mall and Mall of America is twice the average shop time of the ICSE average in North America. And that's because we give so many unique experiences that force people to stay in the centers longer.
And it's already 73% let, is that correct?
That's correct. 73% leased, and we have another 8% in executed term sheets. So, and our execution on term sheets is north of 95%. So we're really almost 80% fully leased in a very difficult retail environment for a center that opens a year and a half, or just under a year and a half from now. The numbers are staggering when you consider how much we've leased, how big the center is, and in the kind of environment that we've been leasing it in. And the retailers are really, really buying into the American Dream story. You know, we've got so many that are so successful in our other two centers that it was a no-brainer for them to come to American Dream and do the biggest store they've got in the chain in our center.
And you've been targeting some UK and European retail brands. You're going to be we have a similar approach to the leisure offering. We'll be looking for UK restaurants to go over.
We're looking at UK restaurants to go over. There's a number that we've had conversations with, a number that are very, very interested. In terms of the leisure, we're really at the point now where we've executed on just about every single leisure concept that we want to have in the center. We're continuing to get interest, but we're turning away just about every single leisure deal because we've either got that concept or similar concept in the center, we go after the best in class, and we've done them. So I don't anticipate on bringing in too much more leisure. The balance of what we're working on are the unique retailers, European and outside of the United States.
And what else are you hoping to get out of MAPIC this year?
I'm just looking to sign deals. That's what I want.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much for your time. I'll let you get on with your deals then.
Pleasure. Thank you. Nice meeting you.